I think I'm going to have to ask you a bit about that later, Rod, because I think that must be tied up with some of the spiritual journey. I didn't know that bit about you, but I think it plays very much into the lyrics that I heard in some of these songs.
Oh, yes, it definitely is.
Well, let's go wild and start out right away with your first song. What would you like to start with for Song of the Soul?
Actually, the first song on the new CD, titled Beyond the Impossible.
And what's this about? Why the impossible?
Well, the song was written in a spirit with kind of a West Coast rock-pop sound in mind, like a Chicago or a Tower of Power. But rather than write a lighthearted type of love song, I decided to make it more of a spiritual song. I'm not entirely certain how I came up with the title. It's sort of like an osmosis when I write. And eventually, I just had the phrase Beyond the Impossible when I was writing. I thought, that has a ring to it, I'll give that a try. And at times that will take on a few different meanings too, which is always interesting. The main themes of the song are really about feeling free and being at peace.
Which I guess is where you are now. But I'm having the sense that you weren't always there.
No. In fact, my transformation into spirituality took many years. In fact, it really started my journey probably when I was in my mid-30s, so it's been more than 10 years now.
Could I ask about your background growing up or your early adult life with religion or spirituality? Where'd you come from?
I was born in Austin, Minnesota. It's a small town in southern Minnesota.
Therefore, you must have grown up Lutheran.
No, not Lutheran, actually Methodist. We did go to church as a family, however, we weren't avid churchgoers like some people are. But it was quite an ordinary life in the Midwest growing up in the 70s, early part of the 80s for me.
And how long did you stay with that? Is that ongoing, perhaps?
One real defining moment actually came about with the death of my mother in 1999 to cancer. But there's always one event in someone's life, and it's often a tragedy that will get a person to slow down and to open up and hopefully stay with the journey.
Well, let's listen to the song, Beyond the Impossible, and then I'll ask you some more about it, Rod. Rod Kinney is here today for Song of the Soul. The song is Beyond the Impossible.